The second reading for today and for several weeks already has come from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Now, Paul's letter to the Romans was his longest letter, but also it was his letter that he developed most systematically. He wrote it to the people of Rome in anticipation of the fact that he intended to go and visit them. He had never been there before. Normally, his letters were written to the various churches that he had founded as a way to kind of deal with problems. But in this letter, he's trying to set forth for the people of Rome an understanding of the love and mercy that God had manifested to them through Jesus Christ. And he spends the first 11 chapters of his letter speaking to them about that. But then in the 12th chapter, his theme begins to change. And that's where we picked it up this morning, right at the beginning of chapter 12. And what he's beginning to say there is, if God has loved us so, how are we to respond to that love? Let me read just a piece of that second reading again. He says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And then he goes on a little bit further. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. What he is saying there is, having come to know God's love, God's mercy, allow the Spirit of Christ Jesus to enter into you, to renew your mind and your heart. And then with that renewed mind and heart, offer yourself to the Father as a living sacrifice. Now, the privileged time for us to offer ourselves to the Father as a sacrifice is the Mass. We believe as Catholics that at every Mass, Christ Jesus is in the midst of us, doing what he did on Calvary. No, not dying again, but continuing, in a sense, to offer himself to the Father for us. It is as if we were gathered around Calvary, we were gathered around the cross, saying to the Father, we offer ourselves to you in union with Christ Jesus. Accept his sacrifice, but accept our gift of ourselves too, in union with that sacrifice that was offered or is being offered by Jesus, your Son. We can do that because we have been brought into unity with Christ Jesus through the waters of baptism. We are members of his body. And his gift of himself then can also become our gift of ourselves. Pope John Paul II, in his letter that he wrote to introduce the new millennium, wrote in there that at every Sunday when we gather for Eucharist, what we are called to do is to, in a sense, place on the altar in a spiritual manner the labors, the joys, the disappointments, the sorrows of the week that has gone by. To offer them all to the Father in union with Christ Jesus, so that they will be an acceptable gift to the Father, because they will be caught up in his perfect, his total gift of himself. And then, as we leave Mass, remember last week I talked about how the dismissal at Mass is not just go, it's over, but it's go and manifest the love of Christ to the world around you. But as we do that, we're going to encounter obstacles, hardships, sufferings. We're going to find struggles in all the things we do. Those of you who are parents know the sacrifices you make to do that. Those of you who are married know that sometimes marriage is a sacrifice, as you say no to yourself so that you can say yes to your spouse. There's sacrifices in our work. There's sacrifices that we have to make to reach out to the poor and the needy. All of those things then, when we come back to Mass the following Sunday, we in a sense bring with us. And in a sense we place them on the altar and we say, Father, accept all these things. All these things that cost me because I was trying to give manifest the love of Jesus, your Son, in the world this week. Accept all of that in union with the great gift of Jesus, your Son. That is why we gather at Mass, to be more deeply united to the offering of Jesus on the cross, to offer ourselves to the Father with Him, to take all that cross that Jesus speaks about on this gospel reading, that cross that we have to carry as disciples of Jesus, and offer that to the Father in union with His great gift that He did on the cross. For us, that is the meaning of the Mass, the purpose of the Mass, to be more deeply united to Jesus, to become part of His great gift to the Father. During the Eucharistic prayer, there's a part where it talks about, may our offering of ourselves, and that's what we must do, offer ourselves to the Father in gratitude, in love, in union with Christ Jesus.